2013.
We're just about to complete Perek Kol HaBasar. The bulk of the Perek was about Basar V'Cholov. When is Basar V'Cholov in Issa Deraisa? When is in Issa Derabbanan? Whenever it's Deraisa, it's also Ba'achila, also Ba'hanoa, also Bibishul. Whenever it's only Basar V'Cholov Derabbanan, so it's only also Ba'achila, Muta Bibishul, Muta Ba'hanoa. Then we had about salt and flesh. You're allowed to put pieces on top of each other. What about flesh on top of the fish and so on, the Gemaras. And the last Mishnah in the Perek is Epsaz, I think, a topic that the Mishnah said, that's the bottom line on Kuf Tezainam and Beis, is an Issa Chelev and there's an Issa Dam, and each of them has an Einish of Kareis. So if you violate the Aver B'Shegig, you'd be Chayv Chatos. Whenever you do an Aver B'Shegig, which he would have done it amazing, he would have been Chayv Kareis. So if you violate B'Shegig, you'd be Chayv Chatos. The Mishnah says that each one has a chumrah over the other one. Chelev has a chumrah that Dam doesn't have, and Dam has a chumrah that Chelev doesn't have. So Chelev only applies to Behema, doesn't apply to Chayv Yoif. And Dam applies to Behema, Chayv Yoif. It applies to all the kinds of animals. And then the Mishnah lists off, that's what we just didn't finish, the last few lines in the Perek. So the Mishnah says, if it's Chelev from a korban, even if it's chelev from a kachim kalim, and usually in kachim kalim there's no meila because it's not kachim Hashem. Nefesh kisim amal v'chot to be kachim Hashem. So Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Mishnah is kachim hamichodim Hashem, only kachim. On kachim kalim there's no din of meila. One is moel behegdish, one is nana b'shoigig, has to pay karen v'chaimesh and bring osham. But if he's nana b'shoigig from a kachim kalim, then there's no din of meila. So the Mishnah says, not only is there Me'ila on Chelev of Kachi Kachim, even Chelev of Kachim Kalim is also Kachi Kachim. It's Kula Lagavaya. That's called Kachi Hashem. So the Mishnah says that Chelev from Karbonis, even Chelev from Kachim Kalim, has a din of Pigol, Naisa Tomei, and Me'ila. Has an Isa Me'ila, is Kachi Kachim, and if you eat it, if you made the animal Pigol, that's how when you did the Shchita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, the Dalar Avodah Saddam, if the one who does the shechita doesn't have to necessarily be done by kohanim. Shechita is kosher even by a zar. The kabbalah halacha zrika has to be done by kohanim. So if the one who does the one of the dalar avodah has had a machsheves pigul means he intends either to be makter part of the chelev after the zman is up, or to eat part of the flesh after the zman is up. So then he makes the whole carbon pigul. So even if you eat it the same day, you chayv kores because you're eating pigul. So the din of pigol is chal. Din of pigol, noisa means if you left it overnight, it's nifsal belina, becomes noisa. So if you eat noisa, also there's a din of koris, and if you eat noisa b'shoigeg, yichai b'chatos. A pigol noisa tomei. If I'm tomei and I eat the korbanas, then there's a chi of koris. If I'm tohor and I eat the korban when it's tomei, that's an iser. But there's no koris over there. So the din of pigol, noisa tomei, and me'ila do apply to chelev, but not to dam. All of these dinim don't apply to dam. So the Gemara explained, how do you know? Menahan emili. So the Gemara comes up, there are three different rushes. So the Gemara, how do you know that all of the dinim, pigol, noisa, tami, me'ilu, all the four halachas do not apply to dam? So we learned the Gemara till the top of Amid Beis, in the second line of Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. So the Gemara raised the question, utlosa kroi lomali bidam. Why did you need three different psukim? When we learned the Gemara originally, it didn't look like it was three different psukim. Sounds like one Amora learns it out from one pasuk, the second Amora learns out the same din from a different pasuk, and the third Amora learns it out from a different pasuk. But the Gemara holds that all three psukim are good, all the three drushes are good. So what do you need three drushes to tell you the same thing? That dam is excluded from the din of mapigol, naisa, tomei, and me'ilo. So the Gemara is going to explain, why do you need three different psukim by dam to exclude it from all the different dinim? Zag di gemara, because I wouldn't be able to learn that one from the other. Chad, one pasuk is needed, limute bi noiser. The dam is not subject to the din of noiser. The dam is supposed to be zorek on the mizbeach today. You're not supposed to leave it overnight. Dam is nifsal v'shkia sachama. If you wait till after the shkia, it becomes puzzle. If you wait till the morning, it becomes nicer. Okay. So let's say someone will eat the dam that he left overnight. He wasn't zorked on the mizbeach. So, and then the pasuk says that there's no punishment of koris for eating the dam that became nicer. One pasuk is needed to tell me that the dam of a karbanis is not subject to the din of mi'ilah. And the third pasuk tells me that if I'm tamei and I eat the dam, if I'm tamei and I eat the flesh of the karbanis, I'm over on an isa karis. But if I'm tamei and I eat the dam, so there's no karis over there. So the Gemara, so if you already need three psukim and can't learn out one from the other, so why don't you need a fourth pasuk? Because the Mishnah says that there are four dinim. All the four dinim don't apply to dam. Pigal, Naisat, Tami, and Me'ilo. If you're moil behegdish, if you're nenim in a hegdish, so there's no dinim Me'ilo and dam. Freg the Gemara. Oh, so the Gemara is not a question. A statement. I don't need a fourth pasuk to tell me that dam is not subject to the din of pigal. Why? Because that's this nan. We have a Mishnah, and the Mishnah establishes a cloud based on a drosha from a pasuk. This nan in Karbonis, there's a dovish yesh lamatirin and a dovish ein lamatirin. Has nothing to do with what we call dovish yesh lamatirin. It's a different din. Dovish yesh lamatirin means, let's say, the emurim of the chelav of a korban. So the din requires you have to first be zorik the dam, and then the kohen is allowed to be makta the emurim. He's not permitted to be makta the emurim before zrikas adam. So the zrikas adam is matir haktaras emurim. Or let's say eating the Bisar HaChatos Veha Osham. Chatos and Osham HaKotchi Kotchim, so Zichri Kuhuna have to eat the Bisar HaChatos and Osham in the Azora. Shlomim is Kotchim Kalim. Shlomim, Karbon Pesach, Bechor, Meiser, that's all Kotchim Kalim. So that's that can be eaten by Yisraelim. Bechor is only eaten by Kohanim, but Meiser Be'ema with Karbon Pesach, that Shlomim is the Toida, is eaten by Yisraelim. So you need Zrikas Adam to be Mata Haktoris Emurim, and you need Zrikas Adam to be Mata Rachilos Abasar of the Karbonas that are eaten. So that's called Dovash Yeshla Matirin. The Chelev with respect to Hakrov on the Mizbeach and the Flesh with respect to Achila is a Dovash Yeshla Matirin. Something else is Matarit Bachila, and something else is Matarit for Haktor. Let's say you have a Karbon Mincha. So if a Yisrael, and if a Kohen brings a Karbon Mincha, we learned it in Gemara Saita. If a Kohen brings a Karbon Mincha, so the Pasuk says it's Kulo Kolo. You burn the whole thing on the Mizbech. So Mincha's Kohen is a Dovish Ein Lo Matirit. Not that you do something else to be Matir this. The Haktoras on Mincha is Matir itself. But if you have a normal Mincha, not the Kohen, not that the Kohen is the Balakorban. Balakorban is a Yisrael or a Levi. Then you do Kmitza, and you burn the Kohenitz on the Mizbech, and the Haktoras HaKaimetz is Mata the Shiore HaMincha Ba'achila. Then the Zichar Kuna permitted to eat the rest of the Korban Mincha. So that's Dam. There is no other Avodah that's Matir the Zrikas HaDam. The Zrikas HaDam is Matir itself. That Zrika, Dam is called the Dovah She'en LaMatir Macherim. There isn't something else that's Matir it. So that's what the Gemara says, that Dam is not subject to the Dinam of Pigul. That if you lead it, if when the Kohen did the Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Zrikim, when he did the Avodas, he had in mind to eat it Chutz Lizmanoi, so the whole Korban becomes Pigul, you won't be Chayv Koris for eating the Dam, because the Dam is a Dovah She'en LaMatir, and that's based on Pesukim. We have a Drosha based on a Pasuk, Kol She'esh LaMatir in Bein Lod, the Bein Lam is Be'ach, whether the Zrikas Adam is Matir the Basar Ba'achila, by Chatos, and by Yosham, and by Shlomim. And if it's Emurim, then the Zrikas Adam is Matir the Emurim for Haktorah purposes. Matir et Lamizbech. So then, on the Chelev and on the Basar, Chayov Malam Shum Pigol. But Dam Gufi Matir, Dam is Matir itself. Dam is Dovah She'en LaMatir Macherim. So we know that Dam is excluded from Pigol. We don't need a fourth Pasuk. You only need three Pesukim, the Gemara says. You need one Pasuk to say that Dam doesn't have the din of Me'ila, doesn't have the din of Noisar, and the din of Tomei. Koris of a Tomei Shochal Kotchim Tehoirim, so there's no Koris if he eats Dam. But that the Dam is not subject to the din of Pigol, that we know on our own, based on a different Rosh. Okay. So the last Amud had nothing to do with the rest of the parak. But the rest of the parak is all Yeridei, all the Dinam of Basa Becholim and the Dinam of Malicha. Okay.
What does the Dam not do itself for?
To be Nizrak on the Mizbeach. Zorik on the Mizbeach, so it's Matir itself. It means that you're Yotze the Korban. Like if you have a Minchas Koyin. Rashi quotes from the Mishnah there.
No.
The Dam, the Zrikas Adam is Mata the rest of the Korban. Mata the rest of the Korban. After you do Zrikas Adam, so it allows you to be Makta the Emurim and to eat the Basar, if it's a Korban Hanechal. So it itself is the Matir. It doesn't have something else which is Matir. It itself is the Matir for the other things. Rashi points out in the Mishnah, the same is true if it's a Minchas Koyin. A Minchas Yisrael or a Minchas Levi, if the Bala Mincha is not a Koyin, so then you do Kmitza, and you burn the Koymetz on the Mizbech, and the Haktoras HaKoymetz is Matir the Shirayim. So the, if someone made, you can make a Mincha Pigul also. If someone made the Mincha Pigul, so if you're going to eat, and then you did kmitza, and you had in machsheves pigul. So if someone will eat the kaimetz, he won't be chayv koris because of pigul, because the kaimetz is a dovish eishla matir macherim. But the shirayim, the rest of the mincha, that's dovish eishla matirin. The haktoras hakaimetz is matir the rest of the mincha. And if you have a minchas koyin, so it doesn't have any matir. The whole thing is burnt on the mizbech. So the whole thing is matir in the sense that it's the balabas is yotze the korban. By Haktoras HaMincha. Okay. Now we'll go back to the first parak. Beginning of Masechta. Beginning of Masechta is all about Shechita. Shechitas Chulin. Yeah, there's a Masechta Zvachim that's about Shechitas Kachin. And this is about Shechitas Chulin. Some of the dinim, most of the dinim are parallel and some of the dinim are not the same. Some of the dinim of Shechita, Hilcha Shechita by Chulin, Hilcha Shechita by Kachin are not exactly identical. So the Masechta starts off with the first line is already problematic. Hakol shochtim u'shchitos an ksheira. So the Gemara is going to point out Hakol shochtim sounds like lechatchila we permit anybody to shecht, even the people who are met. Zvachim comes first. Zvachim and Menachos then comes Chulin. So even on Zvachim, there are listed people who are not allowed to shecht, but in Chulin Hakol shochtim everyone can shecht lechatchila. It's not a problem. But then it says shchitos and ksherim, but the evid their shchita is good. But you just said the first line hakol shochtim. So this the Torah Shabbal Peh, the Mishnayos were originally recited Baal Peh, because Torah Shabbal Peh not allowed to write down. And in later generations they permitted them to write it down. So even when they used to recite it Baal Peh, sometimes they would say it so bekitzer, it would be Rashi Prokin. Like there's a Mishnah in the first parak in Baba Kama. Shum kesef, shove kesef, b'fnei bez, na p'yedim, b'nei chayim, b'nei bris. It's not a sentence. It's not a paragraph. It's not a sentence. Each one is a title. Each one, shum kesef is a topic. Shove kesef is a topic. So when they recited the Mishnah, they mentioned shum kesef is a topic. You have to say bal peh. What do I mean? Shove kesef is a topic. It's not a sentence. So here also, hakol shochtim, sometimes we allow lechatchila people to shecht, even though it's a shtikal achidish, even though you wouldn't allow them to shecht and kachim. And some people, shchitas and ksherit, but the yevit is good. And the Mishnah doesn't explain who's the lechatchil and who's the yevit. So that's what the Gemara is going to give several suggestions. The Amoraim are going to, they're guessing. So they're going to give several suggestions what the Mishnah is referring to. When is it even mutter lechatchil to shecht, and when is it only good the yevit to shecht? Yeah. Chutz mecher shayta bekotten. So then we don't allow them to shecht, and even if they shecht, even with the yevid, you're not allowed to eat it. Yeah. What's the din if a goy shechts? Shechitas akum. But that should be a Mishnah later in the first parak. Don't remember where it is. I thought it was on Daf Yud. Oh, here it is. Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah in Yud Gimel Amud Aleph is only one Mishnah. So it says, Shchita Sadakachab Nevela Metame Bemasa. If a goy shechts a behemah, is no good. Shchita accomplishes two things. If an animal dies by itself, or they sell meat in the AMP, so number one, there's an Issa Nevela, you're not allowed to eat it, and if you eat it, you get Malkus. Number two, if you touch it, it's Metame Bemaga Bemasa. So when they sell it in the AMP, so it's wrapped up, so you can't do Maga, because it's all covered. But if you pick up the package, it's Metame Bemasa. Even though there's no maga, it's metame b'masa. A mace odom is metame b'maga b'masa uba ochel. If you just walk in the same room, nivlas beema. When you walk into the A&P, you don't become tame just because you're in the same room. But if you pick it up, you will become tame. A kohen is not allowed to come in contact with a tumas mace. A kohen is permitted to pick up a package of nevela. That's not an issa. But let's say a kohen goes to high school and they tell you to dissect a frog, a sheretz, something that's metame. So the kohen is mutter to be metame to any other tumah, any other than tumah sameis. So the Mishnah says, if a goy shechts a behema, you're not allowed to eat it, nevela, or metame b'masa. It has tumas nevela, and it has an isra achila as well, has both. So on the side of the Gemara, on the right-hand margin, in the Masoras HaShatz, on that Mishnah, it says, shechita sakum nevela. So they have in brackets, the Masoras HaShatz, here, if you look on the first page, they tell you everything. The Masoras HaShatz is the cross-references. The work was done by the same person who did the Ayin Mishpat Ner Mitzvah, who gives you all the Marmikamis for the Rambam and the Smag and the Shulchan Aruch, and also the Torah Or, and the margin next to the Gemara, in between the Gemara and the Rashi, so they give you all the sources in Tanakh. So all of these cross-references were done by Rabbi Yeshua Boaz. He lived before the days of the Shulchan Aruch. And then they have a lot of the comments on the side are in brackets. So those were added in a later generation. Those were added in the 1700s by Rabbi Shai Berlin. Shai Berlin used to correspond with the Nadi Behuda. So on the side of the Gemara, they have in brackets. On this Mishnah, Shchita Sakum Nevela, why is it Nevela? Why can't a guy shech the behem? Let's say the guy learns all the dinim. So why can't he shech? So it says, Hatam avur b'teisus le'el, gimel amin beis, dimer maschol kasavar kusim v'chulet. So let's take a look. Gimel amin beis. Kasavar kusim. U'shchitasam psula, Teisus writes, second Teisus in the bottom. If a guy shech the behem, what's so schlecht? What's so bad about it? How do you know? So Taisus makes up a ganze drosha. The Gemara never says. So Taisus says, because it says, Bizavachta. What? That's how Taisus says. Since the guy is permitted to eat Nevela, he's not Mechuyev to keep kosher. It's not from the Shem Mitzvah's Bnei Noyach. Whoever is Ein and Mechuyev Bedovor is not kosher to Shech. We learn from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that when you'll come to Eretz Yisrael and you live far away from the Beis HaMikdash, v'zabachta kashet zivisicha, you should shecht and then you can eat it. In the Midbar, everybody was near the Mishkan, so they weren't allowed. We'll have to see the Gemara later in the first prayer. We weren't allowed to shecht chulin. But when they'll come to Eretz Yisrael and they'll live far away from the Beis HaMikdash, then v'zabachta kashet zivisicha. So Taisus understands from the Mashmos of the Pasuk, ma'ashahto zaveh hato oichel kloima. Also, shehu bar zvicha, one is mechuyev in the din of not eating the vela. Let's say there's a Jew who doesn't keep kosher. He never keeps kosher. He doesn't care at all about kosher. Not that it's so expensive. That's called ochel nevelos l'teyovim. If he buys non-kosher meat because kosher meat is so expensive, but if he'll come to a place where the kosher meat, non-kosher meat cost the same, he'll be careful about the shechita. He'll ask for the kosher meat. So then at least he does observe kashrus a little bit. But if it's echem nevelos lahachis, means he doesn't care. Even if it costs the same price, he doesn't care to buy kosher meat. So he's not called a bar zvicha. So the shechita has to be done by one who is a bar zvicha. If the one who does the shechita is a goy or a Jew, who's an echem nevelos lahachis, he doesn't care at all about shechita, then the shechita is no good. That's Tosef Shita. So that's what the shach in Yeridaya is bothered with a kasha. We have such a similar din in Gittin and Daf Mem Hamer Beis. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. Pasuk is in Kriyashma. We have two psukim next week. So the Kshatim Lo Sal Yadecha V'Hayir Tetoviz Ben Enecha. You should put on tefillin Shal Yad and tefillin Shal Rosh. Then the next pasuk says Uchsavtam Al Mezuzas Beisecha B'Sharecha. You should write Shema V'Yam Shemaya on the mezuzah. So the Gemara says in the Yadech Umashim Bereishis through Bamidbar, we only darshan a hekesh if the two didn't written in the same pasuk. But if you have two didn't written and two psukim one next to the other, that's called smuchim. So you don't necessarily darshan smuchim. Usually don't darshan smuchim. But Chumash Devarim is the exception to the rule. So we have many, many, many famous drushes that are based on smuchim. So this is one of them, that a woman who's not mechuyev to lake tefillin, or a kotn cherushot v'kotn not bnei chiyuva, or a goy who's not obligated to lake tefillin, or an apikoros is b'chuyiv to lek tefillin, but lek nishken tefillin. So if he's not in the parsha of chsavtim, he's not in the parsha of kshartim lo sal yadecha, he's not a bar kshira, then he's not a bar ksiva. You have to be a bar kshira to be able to write mezuzahs. And then we assume that ksiva, say, if a Torah tefillin is the exact same din as ksiva and mezuzah. So women are posel for ksiva and mezuzah, even though women are b'chuyiv and mezuzah, but since the women are not b'chuyiv and tefillin, so they're not a bar kshira, so whoever's not a bar kshira, not mechuyev in the mitzvah of tefillin, is not kosher for ksivas mezuzah, sefer Torah, or tefillin. So how come over there there is a requirement for a bar kshira? We knock off cherushot v'kot. None of them are bar kshira. Not only a goy is knocked off cherushot, and apikoyrus is knocked off because he doesn't keep the din. Amur malach is knocked off. Even cherushot v'kot is also knocked off. So here the Mishnah says that a cherushot v'kot can shecht. The only thing is that they don't have their manis. If they shecht the behemah beinom leben atzmam, there was no one else watching, so we can't trust them. They don't. Eid echad neman b'isurim doesn't apply to a cherushot v'kot. So if a kid before bar mitzvah shechts a behemah, if someone is watching, if a god loy mal agabav, if an adult after bar mitzvah is watching, so then the Mishnah says good. V'kulam sheshachtu, if the cherushot v'kot shechts v'cherem roy moisam, and adults are watching shchitos and ksheira. But if they shech beinam lebein atzmam, then it's no good. Shema yikalkulu b'shchitos. Maybe they'll ruin the shchita. So that's what the Shach and Yerudei asked the Kasha, if Tosfos, if you should accept Tosfos, Tosfos says that the reason why Shechita Sakum is no good, it's a Shechita Sakum is common Yud Gim Lamed Aleph, the Mishnah Yud Gim Lamed Aleph. Shechita Sakum is no good because he needs a Bar Zvicha, and the Goy is not prohibited from eating the Vela. So how is the Cherushot of the Cotton good for the Shechita? Even if someone else is watching, it should be no good. If a Goy Shechs, even if someone else is watching, is also no good. Noshim, Pashtus says Noshim can shecht. That's the first Taisvis. The first Taisvis in the Mesich, they writes, the first line of Taisvis on Dabes Amaral. Taisvis is quoting some kind of a sefer, Kasod Behilchas Eretz Yisrael. Vosodas Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, there is no such book. There is no Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. So the Baruch Epstein, the author of the Torah Tamim, wrote an autobiography. So he has one chapter in the autobiography that he calls Kochavim No Tzitzim. He talks about misprints all over the place. There are misprints in Gemaris and Sidurim. So this is one of the misprints. He says, there is a sefer Omar Yehoshua. There was a character in the days of the Rishonim who came. His name was Elder Adoni. He claimed that he was from Sheva Don, from the other side of the Sambatyon River. And he claimed that he has the sefer Omar Yehoshua Mipi Moshe Mipi Hagvura. A sefer on Hilchas Shechita that supposedly was written by Yeshua ben Nun, quoting Moshe Rabbeinu, quoting directly the Rabban Shalom. And he has all kinds of wild things over there. So that's what the Torah Tamim says. All the Rishonim quote this from the sefer of Elder Andoni, which starts off Omo Yehoshua. So he says it probably said Kaseb Hilchas Aleph Yud, Hilchas Omo Yehoshua, but they didn't know what the Rashi. What's the Rashi? Tevis Aleph Yud. Who's going to figure Aleph Yud is Omo Yehoshua? So they said it's Eretz Yisrael. Aleph Yud is Eretz Yisrael. Some people think it's a Yerushalmi, has nothing to do with any Yerushalmi. Say it's a Yerushalmi, the Shittosei has nothing to do with the Yerushalmi. The Rishonim all say, this is a quotation from Elder Adoni. He has a lot of funny things. He says, if you shecht and you didn't say a bracha, so you're not allowed to eat the flesh. So they all say it doesn't make sense. He says, a woman cannot shecht. Noshim la yishchatu. Women cannot rely on a woman to shecht, nesha daitin kalos. Wait a minute, what do you mean? What has got to do with Dait and Kalas? Dait and Kalas are Gemara about Yichud. Yichud, Dait and Kalas means they're interested in having relations with men. Hey, we're talking about Shechting a Behemoth. What has it got to do with Dait and Kalas? They're not intelligent enough to know how to Shecht. Maybe you can say you have to be strong to hold down a Behemoth. So if a man is Shvach, he can't Shecht a Behemoth either. You have to have a big Nochri to hold down the Behemoth or tie it down or something. So if a woman has someone hold it down, why can't she Shecht? So Tosfos Tainus is a Mishnah in Zvachim that a woman can shecht even karbonis. A woman can shecht karbonis. How can he say that she can't shecht chulin? So Tosfos makes fun. Ain't a near. Dafila b'mekdashim shechtas lachatchila. A woman is permitted to shecht even lachatchila. So the Achrayim stand on the head. They gave a whole teretz. No, a woman is allowed to shecht karbonis. That's fine, but chulin she's not allowed to shecht. Tosfos makes fun of it. Can't be. Can't be. He has a lot of funny things. Elder Adoni has a lot of funny things. Yeah, so we assume in the Ramah, in the beginning of Yerudeya, this is the first sif in Yerudeya. It shouldn't be the first sif. It's the first sif in Yerudeya because it goes in order of the Mishnayos. Can a woman shechtana? So the Ramah writes something in Yerudeya, it's a little unclear. The Ramah wrote a commentary on the bottom of the tour also. He wrote the same time as Rabbi Yosef Kar. Rabbi Yosef Kar lived in Tzvas. And the Ramah lived in Poland, in Krakow. So they both wrote on the tour. And then the Beis Yosef was printed first. Rabbi Yosef Kar sent the sefer to the manuscript to Europe, and it was printed there. So then the Rama saw that he printed a whole Beis Yosef, so he deleted whatever he deleted from his Darkei Moshe, his commentary on the Torah. He deleted everything that the Beis Yosef quoted, and he shrank it. So we have in the bottom of our Torah, we have the Kitzur of the Darkei Moshe. But now they printed the original Darkei Moshe Ha'aruch. So even in the Kitzur, in the Darkei Moshe, the first Darkei Moshe on the tour makes a distinction. Yes, a woman can shecht for herself, but to appoint a woman as the official shochetet in the city, that's not right. That's what the Rambam writes. The woman shouldn't be the shechet. Why? So Rav Soloveitchik used to explain that in Europe, years ago, the shechet used to be, in a certain sense, the assistant rabbi. The shechet knew Yeridaya. So when the rabbi would be on vacation, so the shechet used to paskin all the shadas. They came to him with the shadas of Basa B'cholot. He not only knew the beginning of Yeridaya Hilchos Shechita, he knew the second half, the end of the first Chelek Yeridaya also. So that's what the Rambam meant to say, that a woman cannot be appointed not as a rabbi, not as an assistant rabbi. Not as an assistant rabbi. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That it's not sneezdik. The woman is dressed down to here and up to there. Sneez means to do things bitzina, as opposed to doing things bifarhesia. So some people have to do things bifarhesia. You have to have a chazan, has to get up and down. You have to have a balkari, you have to have a rabbi, you have to have a king, a melech, you have to have a policeman. But it's bad enough that the men have to compromise on their tznius and sometimes do things in a public fashion. So the Sifrei has a comment on the pasuk: Samtas malach melech, melech v'loy malka. That's the mashmois of the pasuk. Shouldn't appoint a woman as the queen. Bad enough that a man has to compromise on his tznius and do things in public. A woman not. So it's based on that drasha that we say that the Torah is more makbid on the tznius of the women than on the tznius of the men. It doesn't have to do with the way they're dressed. It means to do things in a public fashion. Women should try to be more bitzina than the men. So a woman to shecht on her own backyard, that's okay. But the woman should be the official shochetet of the city. Shochetet is like the assistant rabbi. So that's not right. Yeah. So a woman is allowed to shecht, that's not a problem, because a woman is not allowed to eat nevela. So she's a bar zvicha. But a cheir shayt to be cotton, that's the shach's kasha. Why does the Mishnah say a cheir shayt to be cotton don't have them honest to say that they shechted properly if they shechted beinom le bein atzma? If they shechted v'acherim roim oisam, adults were watching, then it is good. No one was watching, then the shechita may be good, but the cheir shayt to be cotton don't have them honest. So that's the shach's kasha. Even if acherim roim oisam, even if adults were watching, why isn't it no good? Like a cotton was not mechuyev in the mitzvah of tefillin, even if the kid is practicing wearing tefillin, but he's not mechuyev to wear tefillin. So acher shayt v'katan, apostle for ksiva sefer Torah tefillin and mezuzah, because they're not a bar kshira. So why don't you say over here that acher shayt v'katan are not a bar zvicha, because they're not mechuyev to shecht? Man, I thought the whole din of chinuch is only mid rabbanon that the child shouldn't eat treifas. Min HaTorah, they can eat treifas until bar mitzvah. The whole chinuch is min derabbanan. Part of chinuch is deraisa, part of chinuch is derabbanan. So min HaTorah, the father has to tell a kid, next Shabbos you're going to be bar mitzvah, next Shabbos you can't eat techazah. This week he can eat all you want, he can eat all the treifas. Min derabbanan, he's not allowed to let the kid eat treifas.
No,
tumtum alev is, if you
doesn't go over the cotton?
Kinto Alev is for one who is not allowed to eat treifas, so then it's metamtem as alev. But if it's kosher, if it's mutas, then it's not timtem alev. It doesn't happen automatically. If the cherush ought to be cotton is allowed to eat it, so what's the problem? So the shach answers, the shach gives the answer on the kasha. True, min haTorah, the kid can eat all the treifas he wants, and all the din of chinuch is only with the rabbana, this kind of chinuch, that the seat with the kid doesn't eat. Treifas is only midi rabbanim, and HaTorah Chinuch only means I have to tell a kid that next week, next month, you're going to be bar mitzvah. So as of the date that you become bar mitzvah, you're not allowed to eat treifas. That's the chinuch derais. But this chinuch that he shouldn't eat now, that's midi rabbanim. But nonetheless, the shach says there is a din derais that a katan also is supposed to be a dayim. You're not allowed to, the parent, let's say you have little children, you have to feed them, you have to spoon feed them, you have to put food in their mouth. So, or let's say, not spoon feed them. I want to save money. So I'll have two pots in the house, one pot for kosher, one pot for non-kosher. and all the kids before bar mitzvah, we save money on them. We cook non-kosher food for them, and they eat in different plates and different pots, everything different, spoons and forks. So that's an isa deraisa. That's a din deraisa. Cotton also is supposed to be a diet. The Gemara learns it out from different psukim. You're not allowed to feed the kid treifas. Not only mamish, spoon feed him in his mouth, to prepare treifa food for him and tell him, here, this is your supper, eat your treifa, eat it the chaza, that's awesome. So the Shachin says, since there's a din deraisa, that a cherish had to be cotton, also is supposed to be a daim, you're not allowed to feed him your daim. So therefore he's considered a bar zvicha. When you get to that din, that you're not allowed to feed him, that's a din deraisa. That's really a question, because the three psukim, the Gemara learns out, the Gemara Nivamis, in the beginning of Perek Cherish, learns out from three different psukim, also is supposed to be a daim, you mean not allowed to feed treifas to a young child, even if it's lohigei lechinuch, a little infant. He doesn't even understand what anything is all about. He doesn't understand the difference between kosher and non-kosher. Still, you're not allowed to feed him treifa food. So that's a big machloikis in Achreinim. Does that apply to a shoita or to a cherish? Katna means a child before bar mitzvah, even if he's brilliant. He's a apidin, he's a lab bar das till he becomes bar mitzvah. A shaita means deranged, crazy. And a cherish means retarded. Seriously retarded is called a cherish. His mana gemara, one who is a deaf mute, would normally be retarded because they had no way to communicate with him. So mimela, he wouldn't be able to educate him, he couldn't communicate. So he would grow up to be seriously retarded. And the poskim point out that it says in Shulchan Aruch like this, even if a person is not deaf and he's not mute, he can talk and he can hear, but he's retarded, so that's also called a cherish, if he's significantly retarded. He doesn't have the seichel even of a shvache 13-year-old. So that's a big machloikis. So some, the Nadi Yehuda's son wrote a tshuva that he thinks that the din osel is supposed to be adayim. You're not allowed to give treifa food to the young children, only applies to a cotton, even though the cotton is less than 1 year old. He's absolutely lo higei lechinuch, he doesn't understand anything about kashrus at all, but still someday the kid will grow up and he will be mechuyev in the din of kashrus. Probably will live so long to reach bar mitzvah age. So it has something to do with chinuch, even though right now the baby is lo higei lechinuch, but it's a din, it's a haschalas hachinuch. Also, there's supposed to be a daim. What if you see that the person is already a cherish? He's retarded, he's never going to straighten out. Or he's a shoita already, he's never going to straighten out. We don't foresee in the future he's ever going to straighten out. So the Nadi Behuda's son has a tshuva that he thinks that his mutter is supposed to be a daim. He thinks that isa doesn't apply. The Chasam Sofer has a tshuva where he disagrees with the Nadi Behuda's son. So he quotes a Rashba. There's a Rashba in the middle of Gittin. He's talking about a totally different topic, and Imamish found a needle in a haystack. Like a room so big. So there's a long Rashba. So the Chasam Sofer quotes, there's one half a line in the Rashba, has nothing to do with the rest of the Rashba. And the Rashba says, even by a cherish and a shoita, also is supposed to be a daim. Beferish against the Rebbe Yehuda's son. Yeah, that's the problem. Rachman Letzlan, there people have retarded children. So they put him in an institution. He put him in an institution so they give him non-kosher food. Ramosha has a tshuva, right? Ramosha talks about the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva. If you're allowed to put him in an institution, is that called also the supposed to be a daim? Right. So the whole issue is because the Chasam Sofer disagreed with the Nadi Yehuda's son, and he discovered this Rashba in the middle of Gittin, Perek HaNizokin. So the Shalom, the supposed to be a daim, even applies to Cherish and Shoita. Yeah. So if you hold like the Chasam Sofer, that also the supposed to be a daim is not restricted only to a cotton, and even applies to a cherish v'shoita. So you have the Shach's answer that the cherish v'shoita the cotton are considered b'nei zvicha, even though they themselves are permitted to eat treifas, but the parents are not allowed to feed them the treifas. Also the supposed to be a daim, because they're self-kalsof, they are Jewish. So then it's nicha the mishneh, that a cherish v'shoita the cotton is called the bar zvicha. But if the kasha is, if you all like the Nadi Behuda's son, that the din also is supposed to be a daim only applies to a cotton, doesn't apply to a cherish and a shaita, so cherish and a shaita should be called a lab bar zvicha.
So when the father, let's say by Chelchat Shabbos, when the father doesn't allow his son to be makalel Shabbos, so is that midarabana? Because there's also the pasuk that says Ako Vinkva. That sounds like it's midaraita.
The father midirabanan has to see to it that his son doesn't do malachas. That's midirabanan. But if he sees the son is doing malach on his behalf, the son knows that the father needs the lights on, so the kid turns on the light. So even though the father didn't ask him to, so then the father has to prevent him. That's minatur. That's ata bincha bitech. Right. That's minatur. But if the kid is playing on his own, he's being mechal Shabbos. See, if he's a little infant, he's lohi gelachinuch. So strictly speaking, the father doesn't have to stop him. But if the father is going to encourage him to do it, then that is not allowed to. Or if the kid is a gilachinuch, he understands what Shabbos is all about. Then the father has a responsibility to stop him. That din is b'der rabbanon. Chinuch is b'der rabbanon. Yeah.
The din of Yisrael is supposed to be in the rice. I mean, I know I've heard over the years people are knowing that if they have certain chumras in terms of kashrus. Little children, you don't have to keep that
chumra
for the children or for this.
Glad kasha, chalav akum, chalav yisrael, yeah.
Questionable hechsher,
that's not right. No, there is a machlokes, the Rambam and the Rashba, which is quoted in Hilcha Shabbos. In Shin Mem Gimel, there's a simon Hilcha Shabbos, dine katan b'Shabbos. What are you allowed to do with what are you allowed to let your child do on Shabbos? So the Mishnah Brewer there quotes, there is a machlokes, the Rambam and the Rashba. Also, there's supposed to be a dime. You're not allowed to feed a little child, let's say, little babies are eating meat from a jar, chopped up meat. So you have to make sure that it's kosher. You can't give them, that's a din deraisa, you can't give them treif. So what if it's only treif midirabbanan? Does the din of also, there's supposed to be a dime apply if it's only an isa derabbanan? So that's a machlekes. So the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Mem Gimel and Hilchas Shabbos quotes the Rambam's opinion that lo safina lei biadaim, you're not allowed to give the child treif for food to eat, is whether it's an Issa deraisa or an Issa derabbanan. That's the Psak and Shulchan Aruch. They don't quote the Rashba. The Mishnah Brura, Nebir Alocha, says that the Rashba disagrees with the Rambam, that he holds that also this possible Adam only applies, that's a simple reading of the Gemara in Yevamos, only applies to an Issa deraisa, doesn't apply to an Issa derabbanan. And then Chacham Avadya has a tshuva. He says, and even if you follow the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, that also this possible Adam even applies to an Issa derabbanan, what if the thing's only Rasa Mitam Minik? Let's say Ashkenazim have a meaning. We don't eat kitnias on Pesach. So a lot of the candies have kitnias in them. The kosher of Pesach, there's no chametz, but we Ashkenazim have a meaning not to eat kitnias. So Chacham Avadya says, if something is only awesome in Taminik, even the Rambam will agree that there's no prohibition, shalot is supposed to be adam. So if a person has the parents have a certain chumrah, which they recognize, mikra din is really mutter, just a chumrah. So chumrah is less than a minig. A minig is the whole community observed this minig, not the kitnias or something like that. But if it's just a personal chumrah, then it's even less than a minig. So then it's stuck in no din of also that's supposed to be a dime. But if you have a hashgacha that's not reliable, so that's not right. That's that may be an isa deraisa. That's not right to give to the child. Anyway, this is the famous Shach's Kasha. How can a Cherishot of a cotton be allowed to Shecht if there are adults watching? So you have no problem about the Nemonis. The adult will tell me Shecht it properly, but let it be the same as a Goy Shechting. So Rabbi Chana Wasserman has a different Teretz. He said, you don't have to come on to the Teretz that the Shach said, because also there's supposed to be a dime. What are you going to do with the Cherish and the Shoita? According to the Nadi Behuda's son, the Cherish and Shoita is Mutal, is supposed to be a dime. There's no din of chinuch on them, because never going to become a chuyif. They're retarded, they're deranged, never going to become a chuyif. There's no din of chinuch. And Nadi Behuda's son holds that this din, shalol is supposed to be a daim, is a branch of the din of chinuch. So Rabbi Chana Wasserman says a different teretz. You need shchita, not only because you're not allowed to eat nevela, you need shchita because if you touch the animal, it'll be metameyu. So the cherev shalot of a katan is a bar zvicha, not a bar zvicha for eating purposes. He's a bar zvicha if he's going to touch the nevela, it'll be metamehim. If a goy touches the nevela, goy is not mekabel tuma. We're the lucky winners. The Jews are mekabel tuma. Goy may not mekabel tuma. So a cherish ha'tevikotten is a bar zvicha. Forget about whether he's allowed to eat nevela. Even if he wants to eat all the nevela he wants, and it's mutam and atayra, but he's mekabel tuma. So that's called a bar zvicha vis-a-vis the kabbalas tuma. Anyway, that's the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah. Hakol Shochtim, there's an inner conflict in the Mishnah. That's the Gemara's going to work on that. Hakol shecht misanzat lachatchile. Even the people who are not allowed to shecht karbonis, we would permit them to shecht zvichas chulin and shchitasim kshere. There are other people where it's only good b'riyevet. Lachatchile, we should not permit them to shecht, but b'riyevet de shecht, we would accept it. So that's what the Gemara is going to discuss. When do we allow lachatchile? Whom do we allow lachatchile to shecht? Whom is the first two words are referring to? Which group of people? And the second two words, b'diyevin, who is that referring to? That's what the Gemara is going to work on. So that's the Gemara's first kasha. That's the first kasha in the Gemara. Akol shochtim sounds like lechatchila, ushchitosim ksheira sounds like b'diyevin. So isn't it a kasha? Isn't it a conflict in the Mishnah and Eibay? So the Gemara is going to start giving answers on base on the base. Gemara is going to start giving answers on base on the base. Where does it begin? Omar Rava here. Omar Rabba Barula. It's a little more than 10, around 11, 12 lines from the top. Omar Rabba Barula, Hachi Ko Omar, he's going to start giving pshat in the Mishnah. How come the first line says everyone can shecht lachatchila, and then it says in b'diyeved the shechita is good? So you're talking about different people. So who can shecht lachatchila? Who's good b'diyeved? So he's going to give one answer. Each amor is going to give a different answer, and we accept a lot of these. There are a lot of people who can shecht lachatchila. A lot of people is only good b'diyeved. So they're not necessarily going to be disagreeing with each other. But until the Gemara comes to the answer, so the Gemara picks on the question. Who says that there's even a question? Freg the Gemara. You're making an assumption. Omle Rav Achbe, the Rav Rav Ashi, Ravina Rav Ashi were the two who edited, we assume, they were the chief editors of the Talmud Bavli. Different volumes of the Talmud Bavli apparently were written by different people, because not all the Talmud Bavli has the same literary style. Taisus points out, the Ravina Tam says, Loshen Nozim Meshunim, Loshen Nedorim Meshunim, Maseches Nedorim, is written by different, edited by a different committee. And Lashon Nazir is also Mishunah. And Temurah is very Mishunah. Maseches Temurah is very different. And Maseches Me'ilah is in Gansan. The whole Masechta is a Pella from the beginning to the end. We're not sure how to deal with it. But basically, Rabbi Rav Ashi were the general editors of the whole Talmud Bavli. So, Omalei Rav Achbe, the Rav of the Rav Ashi, asks, why do you recognize this as a question? Ve'zok that is even a question. V'chol ha'kol. Anytime it says in the Mishnah ha'kol, it's l'chatchilahu. Is that so? Ha'kol shochtim means it's l'chatchila, it's mutter. Maybe ha'kol shochtim means that, but yeah, but ha'kol shochtim. Ve'zok that ha'kol shochtim means l'chatchila. Maybe it means b'di'evit. Gemara is going to say, if that means b'di'evit, and shechitos k'sher also means b'di'evit, so why do you have repeated the same din? That b'di'evet everybody's shechita is good, and b'di'evet everybody's shechita is good. So it has to be, the first phrase has to be l'chatchila, because the second phrase, shechitos and sherei, means b'di'evet. But that's what he asks, Rav Ashi asks, is the question that you just posed, is it really a legitimate question? Because hakol, whenever the word hakol appears in a statement in a Mishnah, you're assuming that it always means l'chatchila hu ela me'ata. What do you do with the opening Mishnah in Temurah, the base? Temurah is a din like this in the Chumash. In the end, the Chumash Vayikra, you have, if you have a carbon, then you change your mind. Oi, why did I give such an expensive animal? Such an expensive animal to Hegdish, let me exchange it. I say, Harezu Tachazu, I want to substitute a less valuable animal instead. Or is Magdish a skinny animal? I say, that's not Kvod Shemaim, I want to exchange and give a better animal. So the Chumash says you're not allowed to lo yachlifenu v'lo yamarosa tov b'ra or ra b'tov. Whatever your intention is, you want to substitute it with a better animal, you want to substitute it with a less valuable animal, either way, it's not permissible. So the Torah has a prohibition, two prohibitions, lo yachlifenu v'lo yamarosa. It's a law, you're not allowed to say harezu tachazu, and then there's a punishment, v'imheimer yomer, if you did say harezu tachazu, so the Mishnah starts off, Maseches Temurah starts off, Hakol Mimirim, Echad Anoshim VeEchad Anoshim. One might have thought that the din of Temurah only applies to men, doesn't apply to women. Gemara gives a whole argument there in Temurah why one would have thought like that. So that's what the Mishnah tells me. Kamash Malon, Hakol Mimirim, even a woman who makes Temurah is also in violation of the Lav Lo Yachlifenu V'Lo Yamaroso. And if she made tmura, the tmura will be vahayu huus merasa yeh kodesh. So what does that statement mean? Hakol memirin. Hachanami means to say the lachatchilahu. That is permissible lachatchila for men or for women to declare tmura. It's not permissible. Vaksiv loyach lifanu veloyah merasa tobera or abatov. You're not allowed to. So you see that the word hakol, when it says and when it appears in Mishnais, hakol shochtim maybe means b'diyevit, just like over there. Hakol memirim doesn't mean everyone is permitted lachatchila to do tmura. You're not allowed to. Umar says, nah, there it's a dead giveaway. That Mishnah and Tmura. The next sentence says like that. The next half of the sentence, Hasim Kediktani time, and the Mishnah continues, Hakom Amirin, and then it says, Lo Shadam Ashay Lohamir Elishim Heim Amumar Vesafik Esabboim. The Mishnah itself spells out, Hakol Mimirim, Echad Anashim Vechad Anashim, Lo Shadam Ashay Lohamir. So the Mishnah spells it out. You shouldn't think that the statement, Hakol Mimir, means that everyone is permitted lechatchila to declare tmura. It just means that b'diyevit, if you declared it as tmura, men or women, the tmura would be chal. But if it doesn't spell out that we didn't mean that. If it just says hakol shochtim, so the Gemara argues that means lechatchila. Frag the Gemara, is that true? If it doesn't spell out explicitly that we didn't mean lechatchila, and it says hakol osim kach lekach. It means that it's lachatchila. What do you do? There's a Mishnah in Erechin. What's this? Erechin and there's Damim. So Damim, let's say a person pledges, I want to donate to Hegdish my value, however much I'm worth. So how much am I worth? So if you have, in America, Lincoln freed the slaves, so there's no slave market. But before Lincoln freed the slaves, there used to be an official slave market, and you can assess how old am I, how long will I probably live, how fat am I, how healthy am I, what can I do? What kind of work can I do? How valuable am I if they would want to sell me on the slave market? So kamahu shavalim kabashuk. So if I say domai alai, I pledge to give Hegdish my value. I say domecho alai, demei ploini alai. I pledge to give Hegdish the value of that person. So shaman also kevet hanim kabashuk. You assess how much he's worth to sell him on a slave on the slave market, and that's how much you pay. If there's no slave market, if Lincoln feed the slave, so he pays zero. So it's worthless. Shavius is always determined by kama hu shava limka bashuk. If there's no slave market, so he's not shava anything bashuk. So that's the din of domov. If the person says domai alai, demei tloni alai, demecho alai, he's pledging the value of the person kama hu shava limka bashuk. What if he says erki alai, erkecho alai, erich tloni alai? So then it doesn't matter how valuable the person actually is, whether he's healthy, whether he's sick. It depends whether it's a male or a female. It depends what age. If he's younger than a chodesh, then there's no erchin lepachas miben chodesh. If he's between the age of a month and 5 years, it's one amount. Between the age of 5 and 20, 20 to 60, and above 60. So the Torah says it depends. Is it a zacher? Is it a nekeva? And what age is he? And even if he's mamash holding by the end of his life, that's the din. Dub him, you won't pay. If he's holding by the end, no one's going to want to pay anything for him. But Erchen, you're going to have to pay. So the Mishnah makes such a statement. Hakol Marichem v'Nerochim. Hakol Marichem means everyone can pledge. I accept upon myself a pledge to pay Erkecho Erki. Hakol Nerochim means I can accept upon myself to pay the pledge of an Erech of a Goy. That's a Machlokes Hatanoim. If I say Erko Alai, and the person about whom I'm talking is a non-Jew, the Chumash is talking about Jews. I say Erech Ploni Alai, he's Jewish. What if he's a Goy? So that's a Machlokes Hatanoim in the Mishnah. So this Mishnah says, Hakol Marichim V'Nerochim. Jews and non-Jews can accept upon themselves a pledge to give Erechin, and Nerochim, if someone else accepts a pledge to give his erach, his damim, nodrim v'nidorim. Nodrim means domov. If I say domai alai, demei ploni alai, you pay kamu hu shavalim kabashuk. In erachin, you pay not kamu hu shavalim kabashuk. You pay whether it's male or female, and based on the age. So the Gemara says, in that Mishnah, when it says hakol marichim, anyone can pledge to give this amount of money to Hegdish. Hachanami, do you think that means a lechatchila? That it's mutter lechatchila to pledge to give so much money to Hegdish? Aye, it's not so. We have a pasuk in Chumash Vaksiv, Tichisech Delinda Liyeh B'chochet. The pasuk says, Motzo Sasecha Tishmav, there are two psukim in the Chumash, two different parshias, to observe Nidorim. There are Nidrei Harishus and they're a nidre mitzvah. Nidre reshus, a guy gets angry at his mother-in-law, and he says he's not going to go to the 90th birthday party. Takes a neder, shvul, he's not going to go. So that's a stupid neder. That's called nidre reshus. A guy takes a neder, he's not going to eat potato chips, he's not going to smoke, whatever. It's a taka mitzvah not to smoke, but that's called nidre reshus. But then nidre mitzvah is that's nidre reshus is in Parshas Matos. It says let's say the guy took a neder reshua not to attend mother-in-law's 90th birthday, and he sticks to his guns and he doesn't attend. He didn't do a mitzvah. It's not a kima mitzvah. He's not allowed to violate the neder. He's not allowed to violate it. But then there's another pasuk in Chumash Dvarim where this comes from. Where Chumash Dvarim, chapter Chav Gimel. Kisida neder l'Hashem alakecha lo se'achel l'shalma. Kisida neder l'Hashem alakecha goes. He took a neder to give tzedok. He took a neder to give karbonis. So then there's a din balti acher. The Ramban writes there's no din balti acher if a person took a neder l'dvar harshus. Let's say a person takes a neder, I will abstain from eating cookies for a full 30 days. So does he have to hurry up and pick the... He's going to pick which 30 days. So does he have to hurry up and pick the 30 days quickly in order not to violate Baal Te'acher? If a person pledges to give a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, to give tzedakah, so if he waits too long, if he waits Shalosh Shregolim, then he's over, then he's in violation of Baal Te'acher L'Shalmai. But if a person takes a neder l'dvar hashus, he takes a neder, he will abstain from eating cookies for a full 30 days. So the Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he doesn't have to hurry up to pick the 30 days as soon as possible. There's no din of Baal Te'acher because it's nidre hashus. Baal Te'acher only applies by nidre mitzvah. And then by nidre mitzvah, it says, Motzu sesech tishmo v'yasisa kasha nadart alashan akecha nidova kasha tibarto b'ficho. So the Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvah, Ramban argues with the Rambam. The Rambam puts everything together in one mitzvah sesi. It says, Lo yachol dvar k'chalayetz m'piv yaseh, k'chalayetz m'piv yaseh is an essay, Lo yachol dvar is a loy sesi, don't violate your neder. K'chalayetz m'piv yaseh is an essay. And then the Rambam says, the repeat of that essay appears in Chumash Dvarim, chapter Chav Gimel, Kisida neder al shamal kecha, no, how to say, Motzvah secha tishma v'yasisa, so the Rambam says that's a repeat of the same mitzvah. Whenever you take a neder, you have to observe the neder. So the Ramban says not a repeat. They're two different mitzvahs. One goes on nidre hoshus, one goes on nidre mitzvah. The neder, nidre hoshus, that takes a neder not to attend the mother-in-law's birthday party, that stupid neder like that, he doesn't have a kima mitzvah by not going to the birthday party. Chalayetz mipiv yaseh is an iser essay. If he violates the neder, not only will he be in violation of the law, le'yachol dvara, will also be in violation of the essay of k'chalayetz m'piv yaseh. But the other pasuk, motzvah sachatishma v'yasisa, that's a kiyama mitzvah. If a person gives $100 to tzedakah, he has a mitzvah. If he pledges to give $100, then he gives the $100, then he has two mitzvahs. He fulfilled his nedre mitzvah, and he gave tzedakah in addition to the mitzvah of giving tzedakah. Let's say the person is magdash a karbon shlamim, so he has a mitzvah, he donated a shlamim. If he pledges to give a karbon shlamim and then he gives it, so not only has he fulfilled the mitzvah of bringing a karbon, he also has fulfilled the mitzvah of motzvah secha tishmar, because the nidre mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to fulfill the neder. So the Pasuk says there, if you take nidre mitzvah and you wait too long, he pledges to bring a korban, or he pledges to give tzedakah. If you're going to wait a year, you're going to postpone fulfillment of the neder for a year, you will be in violation of Baal Te'acher. You waited too long. So the pasuk says a recommendation. It says, "V'chisech talindor, if you'll stop taking dorm, lo yivach chait, so you won't have any sins. You won't be able to violate lo sacher the shalma." Stop taking any nidor. Uchsiv, there's a pasuk in Koheles. The pasuk in Koheles gives you a contrast between two things. but it leaves out the third category. That people, they pledge to give money to tzedakah, and then they never give the money. They forget all about it, they never give the money. So, which of the two is better? A person should never pledge any money to tzedakah, or he should pledge the money and not give it. So the Pasuk said that's a dead giveaway. Tova shelo atida, better not to take a nether at all, mishatida v'loy tishalom. But the question is, there's a third alternative. He can take the nether and yes, fulfill it. So is it better never to take a nether? That's even better than taking a nether and fulfilling it? Or the best is never to take any nether? Or do you say no? Best is Noidir and Mishalim, if it's Nidri Mitzvah, maybe Noidir Mishalim. So that's a Machlekes HaTanan. Bitanya, we have a Tosefta, that this is a Machlekes HaMeir Rab Yudah. So the first Tana says, Tov Mizeh Mizeh, better than the two mentioned in the Pasuk. Pasuk and Kaelis only gives you two alternatives. Lo Tidur, doesn't take any Nidri Mitzvah at all, or he takes a Neder to give Tzedakah and he doesn't give the Tzedakah. But the third alternative is best, Tov Mizeh Mizeh. Better even than taking a nether and yes paying up. The best is Shaina Nether Kalika. Best is never to take any nether at all, even Nidre Mitzvah. Divirab Meir. Rabbi Yudah Aimer, Tov Mizeh Mizeh, Noidir Mishalim. Rabbi Yudah disagrees, and he thinks that Noidir Mishalim is better than Eina Noidir at all. So one might think perhaps that Mishnah Hakol Marichim, maybe Daka goes L'Chatchila. It's permissible l'chatchila to take a neder to donate money to Hegdish, and the Mishnah goes like Reb Yudah. According to Rav Meir, Tov Mizeh Mizeh Sheina Neder Kalika, best is never to take any pledges. See, we always have this institution. We always, when they give you an aliyah, say, you make a Mishnah Berech Babush and Rod, then you're pledging money. So all the Rishonim ask, this appears in the Dorim also, in the Dorim Daf Test, this Machleg Zameh Reb Yudah. So the Rishonim in the Dorim raise the question, how do we have such an institution? That people make a Mishnah Berach. What happened to the Ramei Reb Yudah Alachik Reb Yudah? That it should be Tov Mizeh Mizeh Sheninah Dekalika. Nonetheless, we here it's an exception to the rule. Here the Gemara, you see that Tzion is on Reb Meir. We say best is Sheninah Dekalika. Even Nidrei Mitzvah you shouldn't take. So how can we have such an institution? So the Rishonim give different terutz. Maybe the whole reason. Maybe the whole reason why Tov Mizeh Mizeh Sheninah Kalika, because we're afraid the guy's going to forget, but the Gaboim won't let you forget. The Gaboim keep records, and they're going to send you a letter. Do the Gaboim send letters in all the shuls? A lot of shuls, they don't keep records, and they don't send any letters. And Taka, a lot of Balabatim will forget. So that's very questionable. So if it's on Sholosh Regalim, that you take, let's say, Yiska pledge, so then Tosis on the first daf says that it's a mitzvah lida b'yeis tzora. It says v'yida Yankev neder leimar imi alikim imadi. When Yankev Avinu was running away from Esau, so he says imi alikim imadi shmarani b'dar chazeh. Then v'eben azas toshasamte matzev yid beis alikim achol ashatit and li aser asrein alo. So Yankev Avinu took a neder. So why does it say v'yida Yankev neder leimar? What does the word leimar mean? So we have the pasuk appears in Chumash so many times. V'adav Hashem al Moshe Lamer. How do you translate that pasuk? So usually translate, and the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, "V'adav Hashem al Moshe Lamer." Lamer in modern Hebrew, you would leave out the word Lamer and just put in a colon. V'adav Hashem al Moshe colon. So the Gemara says that that's not what it means. The Gemara says in the first parak in Yuma that Lamer means Lamer li Yisrael. V'adav Hashem al Moshe, the Rebbeinu Shlomo told Moshe Rabbeinu a din of tzitzis and tefillin and Shabbos and kashrus and so on, and he told him, Leimer li Yisrael, I authorize you to tell it over to Bnei Yisrael, that if he wouldn't have authorized them, Leimer li Yisrael, it would have been understood that it's supposed to be in confidence. Whenever I tell you something and I don't tell you explicitly, you have a right to tell it to the public, I don't have to tell you, please keep it as a secret. If I don't say one way or the other, the halacha requires you're not allowed to divulge it to anybody else. Let's say, I'm thinking of quitting my job. I want to retire. So you're not allowed to tell anybody. If I told it to you, I'm thinking of getting divorced. I'm thinking of whatever I'm planning to do. Or I tell you how much I'm earning. I tell you I'm cheating on income tax. I tell you how much I pay income tax, whatever. Whatever I tell you is assumed to, even if it's no umdin in the muchach, that it's a private personal thing, you're not allowed to tell anybody else. Unless it's clear that he's giving you permission to say. So here, if the word lemar doesn't mean colon saying, so how do you read vayida yankev neda lemar? What does it mean lemar over here? So that's what the Medrash tells us on that. Yida Yankif Neder, Yankif took a Neder, Lema Ledoris, to teach many Israel and the future generations that whenever they are the Eis Tzara, so then is a mitzvah leader. Usually we say, Tov means Emezeshin and Neder Kolikar, best as he should really follow Rab Meir, not Rab Yudin, should really follow Rab Meir, should never take any Nidre mitzvah at all. Don't pledge any money for Tzedakah, just give the money. You may forget, the best is give the money, don't take any pledges. But if it's an Eis Tzara, then it is a mitzvah leader. In the schus of taking the neder, you should be nitzol from the Eis Tzara. So that's what the Rishonim say, that Sholosh Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Yemei Hadin, the Ribbono Shel Olam is judging all of us, and Sholosh Regalim Aros Yemei Hadin, because B'Pesach Nidonim Al Atvua, U'B'Chag Nidonim Al Amayim, and Shavuos Nidonim Al Peres Ha'ilon. So the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, Baba Prakim Oilam Nidon, Aseris made sure that the world is judged and Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. So these are Yemei Hadin. So Yom Hadin, by definition, is an Eis Tzara. So that's a mitzvah leader be Eis Tzara. So that the Rishonim say, that's okay. Why you take a pledge? When they make a Yisker appeal, so that's okay. On Sholosh Regalim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, to pledge money on those days, that's a mitzvah leader. That's an exception to the rule. But if it's not Yom Tovim, it's a regular Shabbos, and you get it aliyah. So then the Rishonim say the teretz is because the whole reason why Tobi Zemizesh and Noda Kalika, because he may forget and violate the neder, but the Gaboim won't let you forget. But if the Gaboim are not going to send you a letter, Gaboim will not send you a letter. So it is a problem. It is a problem. Since it's not right to take Nedarim.
Let's say Bli Neder. Okay, instead of saying Babush and Nadar, say Bli Neder.
If you have in mind Bli Neder, then it's not a problem. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Why did they say Matana in some place instead of like $20, $40?
He's in trouble. He's in trouble.
He's in trouble, yeah, because you have to give them, if you didn't say explicitly how much you didn't have in mind, then you have to give the maximum that you may possibly have thought of giving. So let's say a guy gets an aliyah, the maximum he ever gives is $100. But if he says matana and he didn't have mind beferish $5, $10, $18, then he has to give the $100.
So you could tell him how much.
Okay. Okay.
We'll determine what the matana is.
Okay. Okay.
Matana was like force.
No, so you should have in mind a specific amount. Otherwise, you're going to have to give, and Shulchan Aruch says, otherwise, you have to give the maximum that you possibly could have had in mind to give, the maximum that you ever give when you get an aliyah. Yeah. I don't think so. This is Ram Shalev Leif to interpret what he meant. Yeah. So how much matana did he mean? So if he has in mind, then that's Dvarm Shabbalev, usually Dvarm Shabbalev ain't a Dvarm to contradict Dvarm Shabbateh. That's what it usually means. A guy sells, I sell my house because I'm going on Aliyah. So what do I need the house? Then my job in Eretz Yisrael fell through. So I want my house back. I'm not going to Eretz Yisrael. But I never told you I'm selling the house because I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. I just sold you the house. So that's Dvarm Shabbalev. Dvarm Shabbalev is to contradict, to cancel the Dvarm Shabbateh. He sold the house, he didn't make any strings attached, he didn't make any conditions. But believe it, he had in mind, I'm selling the house on the understanding that I don't need it. So that's what the Rajbo says. The only time you say Dvarim Shebelev and Dvarim is if it's Soysa the Dvarim Shebepeh. But if the Dvarim Shebelev, I'm a farish the Dvarim Shebepeh, then Dvarim Shebelev have a Dvarim. That's what he meant. When he said Matana, he meant $1. He meant the $10, whatever. Whatever he
meant.
Yeah, that's a machlekes. We paskin that hegdish b'lev ischal. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Divra Yomim. Kol nediv lev oilis heviu. Those who had pledged to give a carbon oila in their hearts brought chumash. Also have kol nediv liboy. But the Gemara quotes the pasuk from Divra Yomim. Kol nediv lev oilis heviu. Those who had pledged to give a carbon oila in their hearts, so they fulfilled their pledges. So we assume that nediv lev, that a Kabbalah, usually a neder needs nefesh kisishava levate bisvasayim lahar lahet, you have to pronounce it with your lips. Gama, believe, has just made up your mind, but you never said it, so the neder is not binding. But the exception, there are two exceptions to the rule of Mars. One is hafrashas truma is chal b'machshava, And karbanis, if you pledge to give a karban b'leiv, so that is binding kol nediv leiv oyle seviv. So the Rabbein Tam expanded it, and he says, if you mekabel neder tainis b'leiv, is also chal. And if you mekabel a neder to give, let's say, they're making an appeal, and I make up my mind how much money I'm going to give, then the next day I have charata. I don't want to give so much money. If they're making an appeal, and first I think, hey, it sounds like a very good cause, I think I'll give $1,000. Then he keeps on talking, I think I'll give $500. Then I change my mind, I'll give $10. It's not worth $1,000. I'm not going. So he never was machlit clearly beliboy. So that's not called neder b'leiv. But if he made up his mind from the beginning to the end, he's going to give $1,000. He never said it. So in Shulchan Aruch we paskin that nidre tzedakah achal b'leiv, just like hegdish, nidre mitzvah. Same thing, a neder tainis, the guy makes up his mind. When he davens mincha, harenin b'tainis l'macha, he plans to fast tomorrow. Has yotzeit or whatever, so he's mekabel neder tainis tomorrow. So nidre tainis achal b'leiv, like nidre mitzvah achal b'leiv. Otherwise, you talk a nid amira. So Nachman, so what's the Gemara is raising a question. Over here, is it really correct? Hakol shochtim really means l'chatchila? What about the Mishnah there? Hakol ma'richem, hakol nodrim. Anyone can take a neder, and it's mutar l'chatchila to take a neder to give money to Hegdish? Is that mutar l'chatchila for Hegdi Gemara? But isn't that the machlekes Rab Meir and Rab Yudah? And we really pass like Rab Meir. Tov mizem mizeh shenei neder kalika. Best is you should never take any nedarim. So how can the Mishnah say hakol marich sounds like l'chatchila? It's a mitzvah. It's permissible l'chatchila to accept a neder upon yourself to give money to tzedakah. But Stam Mishnah is Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds l'chatchila, you're not allowed to do. Once in a while you have a Stam Mishnah and it's not Reb Meir. So the Gemara says, Vafila Reb Yudah. Then on the last line the Gemara says, Afila Reb Yudah. Even if you say that this Stam Mishnah and Erechin, the first Mishnah and Erechin, that base him out. Even if you say it's an exception to the rule, it's a Stam Mishnah and it's not Reb Meir, it's Reb Yudah. But even according to Reb Yudah, l'kam ala bai maharei zu. Even Rabbi Yudah holds Tov Mizeh Mizeh. That's this, that the guy takes a neder and he does pay off the pledge. That's if he says Harezu, and he's donating an animal as a korban. But if he says Harei Alai, accept a neder, even Rabbi Yudah will agree to Reb Meir that it's best not to accept such a pledge.
What does Reb Meir Rabbi Yudah do with Yaakov Avinu?
That they all agree. Mitzvah Lida B'Yeis Tzor. That if your Be'ezer is running away from Esau, but he needs all the schus he can get, so that will be, that's like a make a deal with the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you'll take care of me, I'll give you a maton. So that's like a business deal. So that they all agree.
Isn't that true when we make a Mishaberach, that's why...
If someone is sick...
For whatever reason, we say the names, that there should be a bracha for this and this person, whatever...
But that's not an eis tzara. If you have a chayla and you say babusha nodar, okay. But if everybody's healthy, that's not called a neder the eis tzara.
What's the definition of an eis tzara?
Someone is sick, or someone's running away for his life. Yankov is running away from Esau, he wants to kill him. So that's it, yeah. That's a mitzvah lead, the eis tzara. The Shach there quotes from the Sefer Hasidim that it's not really right to be mata neder if you took a neder the eis tzara. Because you just made a deal with the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you take care of me, I'll take care of. So the Ribbono Shel Olam take, I get it before Shleima. Then I say, I change my mind. I'm not going to. So the Ribbono Shel Olam can change his mind also. If you made a deal with the Ribbono Shel Olam, Zet Tachazet, you'll take care of me, so I'll give so much money to Tzedok. So the Ribbono Shel Olam lives up to his half of the deal. And I realize I can't afford $1,000. So they recommend you shouldn't be Mata Neder of a Neder Be'ez Tzor. Because it was really an agreement, Zet Tachazet. On the first page, Chele Gimel Yeruday, it starts with Hilchos Shavuos in the Dorm. So that's quoted on the first page, that the Medrash Rabbah says on that pasuk, Le'ida Yankin, the Leima Mikan, Shemitzvah Lida B'Yes Tzor. Yeah. So the Gemara is asking, you can't say that Hakol Shochtim means L'chatchila, because Hakol Shochtim, there it says Hakol Marichim, Hakol Nodrim, and it's not L'chatchila. Loimid boy, Stam Mishnah Rab Meir. So if the Mishnah goes like Rab Meir, for sure it's not Mutar L'chatchila. Rab Meir says, Tov Mizeh Mizeh, Besser is, Sheinei De Kalika. You should never take any Nedarim. But even if you say that this Mishnah and Erchin is an exception to the rule, and it's really a Stam Mishnah Liba de Rab Yudah, you have a lot of Stam Mishnah, I said, and not Rab Meir, they're Rab Yudah. So still, afilu Rabbi Yehuda loy kamel harei zu, he allows. But harei alai, even Rabbi Yehuda should hold that it's not proper. So the Gemara says, so the Mishnah kol marichim doesn't mean lechatchila. So ve'azok that you even have a kasha. Who says that there's a kasha here? Hakol shechtim. Who says that hakol shechtim means lechatchila? Maybe it just means anyone who will shecht the shechita will be good. Because Gemara is going to say it can't be because there's a shechitosim kshera. So obviously one means lechatchila, one means b'di'evit. But first the Gemara is asking, how do you know that the phrase? How do you know to ask a question even that hakol shechtim means lechatchila? So then the Gemara says on the top line. So what are you trying to bring out? That when it says hakol osim kach lekach, it doesn't necessarily mean lechatchila. The kol hakol, whenever the Mishnah has the expression hakol, lav lechatchila hu. Is that a position that's tenable? No. There's a Mishnah hakol a brisa. There's a brisa that says hakol chayovim besukkah. Kaharim levim al Yisrael. The role chayv to sit in sukkah. Or there's a brisa that says hakol chayovim betzitzis. All the Jews are obligated to wear tzitzis. Kaharim levim al Yisrael. The Gemara explains why I would have thought that Kohanim are potter from tzitzis. The Gemara explains why I would have thought that some Jews are potter from sukkah. What's the chiddush on kol chayov? Hachanami delav lechatchila. Of course it means lechatchila. Kol chayov and besukkah means lechatchila. It doesn't mean b'diyev. So the Gemara says no. Chayovim loy kamin. No, if it says hakol chayovim, so that's a dead giveaway. It means all Jews are obligated lechatchila to do a mitzvah. Here we're talking over here. It doesn't say hakol chayovim lishcha. It says hakol shochtim. So you can interpret either way. You can interpret hakol shechtim lechatchila. Anybody can shecht hakol shechtim. Anyone who shechts is shechitosik shere. Here it's not muchach that it means lechatchila. That's the Gemara's argument. There it says hakol chayovim besukal chayovim betzitzis. So chayovim lo kamina. That's of sure. Freg the Gemara. There is a brisa ela meyato. Every time it says hakol and it doesn't say chayovim, so it may mean b'di'evet. Doesn't necessarily mean lechatchila. Either there's a brisa that says hakol somchim. Then is when you bring a carbon, you have to do smicha on the carbon. The bala carbon has to do smicha. This brisa doesn't exist the way they quote it. Hakol somchim echad anashim echad anashim. So they point out on the margin on the right hand side there is no such brisa. There is no such din. The Gemara is beferish that women who bring a carbon are not obligated to do smicha. Is even a machleka satanaim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, whether they're permitted to do smicha on the nashim samchas rishus, or it's an iser for a woman to do smicha on the korban. So the way the brisa is quoted is clearly an error. It's a misprint. It can't be hakol. We should. They probably have shinui in the schoes from all the different manuscripts. So there must be a manuscript that has a different lashon over here, because the way it says it here, this is an impossibility. There's no such Tana who says hakol samchem echad anoshim echad anoshim, that the women are mechayiv to do smicha. That's not correct. So the Gemara says, but it doesn't say hakol chayovim lismoch. It just says hakol samchem, but it has the same meaning. Hakol samchem means hachanami delav lechatchila. What do you think, that hakol samchem just means b'di'evid? No, of course it means lechatchila baksiv v'samach yod ben irtza. It says v'samach, it's a mitzvah to do smicha. So even though it doesn't say hakol chayovim lismoch, it says hakol samchem means lechatchila. So the Gemara says that the same should be over here. Hakol shochtim sounds like it means lechatchila. So the Gemara says no, still not necessarily so. And for the Gemara, and you are right, ika hakol lechatchila. Sometimes when the Mishnah or a Braisa, sometimes when it says hakol means lechatchila, like hakol samchem. Sometimes it means lechatchila, sometimes it means b'di'evit. So how did you know to ask Akasha over here? That's what he's asking Rav Ashi. Who says that you even have a question? Rav Ashi posed it. Rashi is quoting that the earlier Amoraim had a problem. How do you deal with the first two phrases in the Mishnah? Kol shechta means lechatchila. We allow a lot of people to shecht whom you might have thought otherwise, that lechatchila they shouldn't shecht. And b'di'evit, there are more people whose shechita is good, even though lechatchila they shouldn't shecht. So how do you know that hakol shochtim goes lechatchila only? Maybe hakol shochtim means b'di'evit. Once you come to the conclusion, and yes, ik hakol lechatchila ve'ik hakol b'di'evit, so how do you know there's a question here? Ela hakol d'hocha, our Mishnah that says hakol shochtim, mimai de lechatchila hu, how do you know that it means L'chatchila, there are people who are allowed to shecht whom you would have thought otherwise. The tikshilach, that you have a steer between the first line in the Mishnah and the second line, hakol shechtim l'chatchila. Shtetasim shere b'di'evet, dilma b'di'evet, even that tikshilach. Maybe the whole Mishnah just goes that b'di'evet, anybody is chita is acceptable. Ve'azok, that the first line in the Mishnah goes on l'chatchila. Yeah. And for the Gemara, Omalei, so Ravashi answers, Anosh chitosim kshera kashali. That's what I find difficult. Midik tanish chitosim kshera b'di'evet. That phrase for sure is b'di'evet. Chitosim kshera. That's b'di'evet. There are people whom you might have thought the shchita is no good, but we're going to tell you that b'di'evet. The Mishnah doesn't tell you who it is. So it's just like shum kesef, shava kesef. It's an allusion to a din that they would recite orally. They would this would remind them of a din. The Gemara is going to say, what din is it reminding you of? So the Gemara says, midikatani shchitosin kshera b'di'evet, b'chlal d'hakol shechtim l'chatchila. The first line has to be l'chatchila. D'i b'di'evet, if the first line in the Mishnah, hakol shechtim, just means b'di'evet, so why does it say twice, tied to b'di'evet l'omali? Why does it have to say twice in the Mishnah that there are people whose shchita is acceptable, b'di'evet? You would have thought that it's not acceptable, so it is acceptable. So what do you say twice? Say it once. Hakol shchitosin kshera. Why do you say Hakol Shochtim Shchitosim Kshera? So obviously the first phrase in the Mishnah means there are people who are allowed to shecht l'chatchila. I'll surprise you. There are people you would have thought l'chatchila not allowed to shecht. I'm telling you they are allowed to shecht. And there are people, I'll surprise you, there are people who shchita is good b'di'evet, but you would not have believed it. I want you to know that it's good b'di'evet. So that's how Rav Ashi knows that there's a question. So Gemara just finally, after spending a whole Amid Gemara, they finally justified the question. They justified the question. So what's the answer? The Gemara is going to give different suggestions. What is the answer to the Mishnah? Maybe we'll start the first one. Maybe we'll start the first answer. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Barula, Hachi Katani, the Mishnah means like this, Hakol Shochtim, we allow a lot of people to shecht, even though you might have thought otherwise, Afilu Tomei Bechulin. Even if the shechet is tamei, so if he shecht in karbonis, that's a mishnah in zvachim. There are dalet avodas adam. When you bring karbonis, so the avodas adam am yaked that shechita kabbalah halacha zrika. So kabbalah sadam to hold a metal klisharis under the neck to collect the dam, and then halacha sadam to walk to the mizbeach with the dam in your right hand, then zrika sadam to pour it on the mizbeach. That has to be done by kohanim. And the kohen has to be tohar, and he has to stand in the azara. So you can't, we wouldn't permit a kohen tomei to walk into the azara. Forget about to do kabbalah sadam, halacha sadam, zrika sadam. Even if he does it, it'll be puzzle. The whole carbon won't be accepted. You'd have to repeat the thing. What about shchita? Shchita kshera bizar. Shchitas kachim doesn't require a kohen. So if it doesn't require a kohen, so you don't have to be tohar either. But how's he going to shecht? Okay, an Adam Tommy can't walk into the Azara. And the Karbanas have to be geshochten in the Azara. Can't shecht it outside of the Azara. The dam will be nipsal b'yotze if you shecht it outside of the Azara.
So Kohenes should be able to do
it. A Kohenes may. The Mishnah says a woman may. But if a woman is Tameo, she can't enter the Azara either. So you can't, how are you going to have a Tommy shecht Karbanas unless he's standing? Let's say this is the Azara. The guy's standing outside of the Azara and the carbon is in the Azara. He's going to have the long knife. Going to have to be a very long... Huh? Yeah, a very long knife. Because the Beis HaShechita is very far away from the edge of the Azor. Okay. So l'chatchila, we understand the Mishnah in Zvachim says a shechet who's tamei is not allowed l'chatchila to shech karbonis because he has to stand out of the Azor and the animal has to be in the Azor. It's going to be a long knife, and it's probably going to make a basal shechita. You have to push down with pressure when you shecht the behemoth. You can't just fiddle 1, 2, 3 and accomplish a shechita. So l'chatchila we wouldn't permit that. So our Mishnah tells us that even though the Mishnah in Zvachim says that a tomei sheshochet is only good b'di'evet by kachim, but by chulin it's mutar l'chatchila for a tomei to shecht. What's the chiddush? Of course, mutar l'chatchila by the azara. A tummy can't enter the Azara, so he's going to have to stand. The shechet has to descend out of the azar. The behemah has to be in the azar. Can have to be a sakana rucha, such a long knife. It's not mahal pasul l'shechita. But by chulin, what's the chiddush? Of course, he'll stand in the slaughterhouse, right on top of the animal. The shecht, there's no din of tuma v'tare at all. So what's the chiddush that a tummy is permitted to shecht? Let's see. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Barula, hachikanta." You have to read the mission like this: hachikatana hakol shochtim afilat tamei bechulin. Even though the Mishnah in Zvachim, Zvachim comes before Chulin. Zvachim and Ochazan comes Chulin. Even though Tommy Bekotchim is Lechatchila, not Lara Shech. But it is good because Shechita Ksheira Bizarre, you don't need a Kohen Kosher, so even a non-Kohen is good, even a Tommy is good, but he has to stay out of the Azara. But by Chulin, a Tommy is a Lara Shech Lechatchila. Frag the Gemara, Tommy Bechulin Maile Memra. What's the Chiddush? Pshita. Why would I think, why would you have a Havamina? That a Tommy is not allowed to Shecht. What's the issue? He stands right next to the Almoni Shecht. It's not like in the Azar. In the Azar, the Kohen has to, the one who Shechts has to stand out of the Azar, the animal has to be in the Azar. It's like my name, we're talking about Chulin Shana, so Ataris HaKadosh. That's why. They used to have a practice. We don't know if it's a Takana de Rabbanan or it was only a Midas Chasidus, that a lot of people who used to hang around Yerushalayim, they lived in Yerushalayim, and they used to be in the practice of eating kochim, so they used to practice even when they ate behemas chulin, they would eat chulin al taras hakodesh. They would make believe as practice, because tomorrow they're going to be invited to a party where they're going to eat besar shlamim. So today and all week long they would practice eating chulin b'tahara. So that's the chiddush in the Mishnah. Chulin shenasam al taras hakodesh. And there is a machlokes whether that minig makes sense or not. Let's say people have a minig, so a minig is binding mitam neder. The Gemara says a minig, a person has a minig toiv, so a minig toiv is binding mitam neder midirabbanan. The Gemara says it's a bal yachal midirabbanan. So you have to decide, is it a minig toiv or is it a minig shtus? Every so often there's a minig, and Achraim say it's a minig shtus. It's not binding, you shouldn't follow it. So here this was a machlokes in the days of the Tanoim. Whether this minig sounds like it's a minig, to eat chulin al taras hakodesh, it's a diun achrenim, I'm not sure whether it's a minig or a takana de rabbanon. So the Gemara says, because sabah this tana is of the opinion of chulin shenas al taras hakodesh ki kodesh damu, that you should treat it that it's a minig toif. It's not a minig shtus. It is a minig toif to practice eating chulin de geflesh as if it would have been kachim de geflesh. So, and if it would have been a carbon, we would have said lachatchila a tami should not be allowed to shecht. So here we're telling Yachidish, even though you are in the practice, you have a minik toiv. Minik toiv is binding mitam neder, you have a minik toiv teit chulin, al taris hakodesh. But here it's mutal lachatchila to get a tomei to shecht the animal, but he has to be careful not to touch it. If he's going to touch it, if a tomei touches an animal while it's alive, a live animal is not mekabel tumah. But after you shecht it, then it's a piece of flesh, so the shtik flesh will be mekabel tumah. So if you want an Adam Tomei to shecht the carbon, we don't allow that lachatchila, because the Adam Tomei has to stand out of the Azara, the Behem has to be in the Azara, has to be a long knife, probably going to make a psul in the Shechita. So that we don't permit lachatchila. But Chul Neshenas HaTaris HaKadosh, he just has to be careful, the Adam Tomei has to be careful not to touch the animal after it's geshachten. He's going to touch it, then he's going to make a tummy. While it's alive, it's not mekabel tumah. After he shechts it, the flesh is oichlims, oichlim amakabal tumim. So ketzer huay, say, how can the tummy shecht lechatchila? Maybe sakan aruka, let him take a long knife. It's not as long a knife if the case of the guy standing out of the azar shechting an animal in. That's a very long knife. This is a little bit a long knife that he doesn't have to be mam standing on top of the animal. People holding the animal down are tahar. So after the animal will be dead, they won't be metami yet. And the shechet is tame. So he takes a longer knife, sakan aruka, v'shechet ba'kadesh eliga b'basar. He should be careful not to touch the flesh after he finishes the shechit. Uva mikdashim, but that's the Mishnah and Zvachim. If it's an animal, that's a carbon. Mikdashim, lo yishchot, he shouldn't shech l'chatchila even a sakan aruka. Why? Shema yiga b'basar. We don't allow you to shech. It's going to be a longer knife also. Shema yiga b'basar. And then he'll passel it. If it'll be chulin shenas al taras hakodesh, so someone else will eat it. But it's going to be a carbon, and the Adam Tam is going to touch it. No one will be allowed to eat it. The carbon will be tummy. Lechatchila, we don't allow a tummy to shech the carbonus because it's too complicated and it's too risky. he's going to touch it. Shema yiga bevasa. If he touches it after the shechita, he'll passel it. But b'yim shachad. But the Mishnah says in Zvachim, if a tami did shecht, and then he says after v'yomer bari leishalanegaiti, I know for sure that I didn't touch the flesh after I finished the shechita. As kshitasek shera, then it's good. So that's what the Gemara is interpreting the two lines in the Mishnah. Hakol shechtem lechatchila shechitasek shera b'yeved. Hakol shechtem goes on chulin shenasa ataras hakodesh. That you're not mechuyev to be machma all the way the same as karbanis. By karbanis, we wouldn't permit the tummy to shecht lechatchila. But chulin shenasa ataras hakodesh, that's mutar lechatchila for tummy to shecht. That's hakol shechtem. Or shechitasek shera goes b'yeved if a tummy shechted kachim. And he says, "Bari li shalom nagati." I know for sure that I didn't touch the animal after I finished the shechita. As chishtasik sheri, you take his word for it. Eidech and demi visurim. He's bagleip to say that he wasn't betam. So that's the Gemara's first suggestion. Then the Gemara is going to give a few other suggestions. They're all acceptable suggestions. How to read the Mishnah?
Why doesn't the sakin make the
basher? The Gemara is going to raise that issue. The Gemara is going to work on that. How? What level of tumah does the shechit have? If he went to a funeral in Mesa, the Avoy Satum, and he is an Avatumah, so if the Sakin is a metal Sakin, then you say, Cherev Harekacholo, then the Sakin becomes an Avatumah, so the Sakin Arucha is not going to help. So it's going to make the flesh tummy. So the Gemara says, it must be that he's a tummy Sheretz. The whole din of Cherev Harekacholo only applies to Tumas Mace. The Gemara is going to give it, the Gemara is going to work on that, Kash.
Also, by Yaakov, I seem to recall many, many years ago someone saying to me that shows that you can make a Tanai in giving tzedakah. It's the only mitzvah that you can make a Tanai in.
You mean mutar lenasos es Hashem. Are you allowed to say, I want a reward for performing this mitzvah? That's a different thing. Are you allowed to say, I'm giving the tzedakah and I... in the schus of giving this duck, I want a refuah shleima for somebody. Is that mutter? Usually you have a pasuk, lo tenasu es Hashem. You're not allowed to test the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Not to say, I did a mitzvah, and therefore I want reward for this. Not allowed to ask for the reward. So the Gemara says, when it comes to meiser, how does it say? Havios kala meiser beis ha'otzer, uvechonuni no bozos. Test me out, bechina. Test me out. When you give your meiser, you have a right to ask for schar. So in Shulchan Aruch, there's a machlekes. Is that only in maisris, actual maisris? B'chonun and obizos mutar l'nasas as Hashem. You're permitted to ask for reward only when you mafrish maisris, or even when you mafrish maisek sofim, or even when you give tzedakah. So there are different opinions. Talk on the first page in Yerid Day, Echel Gimel, whether it's mutar or not. It's interesting. Paramelech Mitzrayim wanted to kill the baby boys. He didn't want to kill Kolabeyan, Hayilad, Hayorat, Hashlichu, Cholabaste Chayun. What did he plan to accomplish by killing all the Jewish boys? We're going to leave Jewish girls. So the Jewish nation will still be here. The Jewish girls will marry Goyim. They'll intermarry, and the children will be Jewish. So how did he think that he's getting rid of the Jewish nation by killing the boys? So the Gemara says, we have a pasuk in the beginning of Chumash Bamidbar that says they had to take a census to find out how many members there were in every Shevet. Shevet Reuven, Shevet Shimon, Shevet Yisachar, Shevet Zvulun. So it says, what if you have a mixed marriage, the father's from one Shevet, the mother's from another Shevet? So the pasuk says you should take the census, L'mishpachosam L'veisav Oisam. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara, Mishpacha Sav Kriya Mishpacha, Mishpacha Seim, Eina Kriya Mishpacha. If the father's from one Shevet, mother's from another Shevet, so then the status of the child is determined by the father. Father's a kohen, the mother's not, so the child is a kohen. The mother's a kohen, so the father's not a kohen, so the child is not a kohen. All depends on the father, doesn't depend on the mother. So the Gemara says in Kiddushin, the end of the last part in Kiddushin, that din, the mishpachosam, leveis avosam, is not only applicable if both parents are Jewish, even if both parents are not Jewish. We have special dinim for Amalek, we have special dinim for Zion Umis, a special dinim for Mitzri Bedoimi, and special dinim for Amun Amoyov. So what do you do if you have a mixed marriage? So the Gemara says, just like by if you have a mixed marriage, both parents are Jewish. So the status of the children is determined by the father, the mishpachosim, the vesavosim. So the Gemara said the same is true by umas ha'olam. If you have a mixed marriage, the father's an amalekin, the mother's a kninus, or something like that. One is an amoini, one is a mitzvi, v'daimi. So this, that whenever there's a mixed marriage, status of the children is determined by the father. So that's what Paramelech Mitzrayim assumed, that the same will apply to the Jewish people. If I wipe out all the Jewish men, there'll only be Jewish girls, so the girls will have to marry Mitzrayim, so there won't be any Jews, because the children will be Mitzrayim. So we'll wipe off, we will solve the Jewish problem. We won't have any Jews in the world. The question is, was he right or was he wrong? So we say, halacha l'maisa, now the din is that if you have a Jewish woman is married to a non-Jewish man, they have a baby, so the child is Jewish. The Gemara, Taisus points out, Taisus in the end of the first parak in Yevamos, points out in the days of the Tanoim, there were three opinions. There was one opinion like the Reform say, either the father or the mother, patrilineal. That was the Reformer 2,000 years late. That was 2,000 years ago, there was an opinion like that. It was outvoted already. Then there's another opinion, either the father or the mother. One opinion, either the father or the mother Jewish, the children will be Jewish. Then there's another opinion, need both parents to be Jewish, for the child to be Jewish. And we pass on like the Mishnah. Mishnah says it all depends on the mother. All depends on the mother. So the question begs itself, if there were three opinions in the days of the Tanoim, why wasn't there a fourth opinion? Why wouldn't all the dinim be the same? Why isn't there a Shita who says it all depends on the father? If the both parents are Jewish and you have a mixed marriage, one is a Kohen, one is not, one is Shevi Yisocha, one is Shevi Zvon, so the Pasuk says, the Mishpachosim L'Dei Savosim. If the both parents are not Jewish, and one is an Amalekim, one is an Amori or something, so it all depends on the father. So why do you say if there's a mixed marriage, one parent is Jewish, one parent is non-Jewish? No one holds like that, that it only depends on the father. There's one opinion, you need both parents to be Jewish, one opinion, either the father or the mother. Like the Reform have woken up to adopt that opinion, the conservatives. And then the third opinion that we paskin like, it only depends on the mother. Why wasn't there a fourth opinion? Should all depend on the father? Why not have all the logical possibilities? The answer is, that's impossible. It cannot depend on the mishpachosam leveisavosam. Being Jewish is a function of what mishpacha you belong to. How do you ever have a ger? A non-Jew who converts is not a blood relative of anybody. He's not related to anybody in the whole wide world, and still he's Jewish. So you see that to be Jewish is not a function of whether you belong to the Mishpachas HaYehudim. He doesn't belong to the Mishpachas HaYehudim. So it depends, are you part of the Ummah HaYisraelis? To be a Kohen, that's Mishpachas Kuhuna. To be Shevet Zvulun, Shevet Yehuda, Shevet Binyamin, that's a Mishpacha, that's a function of Mishpacha. So then it depends on the father. Mishpacha sab kriyim mishpacha. Mishpacha sayimene kriyim mishpacha. The kurva of mishpacha depends on the father's side of the family. There are relatives from the mother's side, that's called she'er basar. That's a different chalashem of kurva. When the parsha introduces Achar Mos Kedoshim, he gives the list of prohibited relatives that you're not allowed to marry. So that's not only relatives from the father's side. You're not allowed to marry your mother's sister either. You're not allowed to marry your half-sister from your mother. So that doesn't depend on, arayas doesn't depend on relatives who are called mishpacha. That's introduced with the phrase, ish ish al kol sheir besaroi, la sekir vila galzai. That depends on sheir basa. But over here, by being Jewish, it doesn't depend on mishpacha, it doesn't depend on sheir basa. It can't. How do you have a gerish and his guy? A convert becomes Jewish. So here the vort is totally different. Whoever belongs to the Ummah Yisraelis is Jewish. So that was the machlokes hatanoim. They said that's out of the question. They say that it all depends on the father. Why? Why should it all depend on the father? The mishpachosim, the veisavosim. No, being Jewish is not a function of a mishpacha. It's not a function of sheir basar either. It's a question who belongs to the Ummah Yisraelis. So that was the machlokes, and we paskin all depends on the mother. So there's a Ramban in the end of Parshas Emor. The Ramban has a machlokes with the Bali Atosis. When did that din begin? That halacha that if the mother is Jewish and the father is not, the children are Jewish. Did that begin only after Matan Torah, or was that always the din from the days of Avraham Avinu? So the pasuk says that there was a man, Vayetze ben isha Yisraelis v'hu ben ish Mitzri, His father was a goy, his father was a mitzvah, and the mother was Jewish. And he was the Megadev. He cursed Hashem. So the Pasuk says he himself was Jewish. It says, Vayetze, B'soch b'nei Yisrael. So Rashi quotes from the Tanaim, B'soch b'nei Yisrael, Melamed shen is Gayer. He converted. What did he have to convert? If his mother was Jewish, then he should have been Jewish. So Taisa says, is a raya from the Pasuk that din, that the halacha depends on the mother, not on the father, only began after Matan Torah. This kid was born in Mitzrayim, before Matan Torah. So since it was before Matan Torah, so being Jewish was the same as being an Amaleki. It was a function of which mishpacha do you belong to. So then it depended on the father, not on the mother. That's Shita Sateisus. Because
the wives of all the Shvatim, I know there's a Medrash, they were born with sisters, but Pashtas, they married non-Jewish women?
No, Pashtas, they converted them first. They converted them, then they married them.
Converted to what?
The Gemara says, Avram Hayim Megaris Magayir says Hanoshim. They converted them for Yiddishkeit, which didn't have 613 mitzvahs. It only had 5 additional mitzvahs over and above the 7 mitzvahs Ben Enoch. So the mitzvahs that were given were Bris Milah was given, then Gid Hanoshe was given, then Eretz Yisrael was given. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Bris Milah to Avraham Avinu, so he gave him Matan Eretz, and he said, this is your national homeland. All the Jews have to relate to Eretz Yisrael. And he told him, Elias Lecha Lelekim Ulezarcha Acharecha. You have to have Emunah. And it has to be Ulezarcha Acharecha Zara Miyuchas Zachrov. The Jewish men shouldn't marry non-Jewish women. That's how the Gemara Yevamos understands. Ulezarcha Acharecha Zara Miyuchas Zachrov. They're not allowed to intermarry. So the Avraham was Megayra a lot of people. Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yankiv. Gemara says they were all Megayr, a lot of people. Megayr them to Yiddishkeit, which didn't yet consist of 630 mitzvahs, just consisted of these 5 or 6 mitzvahs. That's all. Milo and Gid Hanoshe, and Zionism, and Emunah, and intermarriage. Those are the ganze Yiddishkeit. So whoever was prepared, so the wives of the Shvatim, also according to the Gemara, they all converted. They wouldn't marry non-Jewish women. So the Tosfos understood that din, that there's such a concept as Uma Yisraelis, that only began at Matan Torah. Koyde Matan Torah, Bnei Yisrael were a mishpacha like any other mishpacha. And the Ramban disagrees, and he says, no, Ramban there. He says, Malamash in his Gaya just means he was present at Maimon HaSinai. All the Jews underwent Geirus at HaSinai. But he didn't need a Geirus over and above what everybody else had. His mother was Jewish, he was also Jewish. So that's a fundamental machloikas. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, Lech lecha mi'atzcha melartcha ve'eschcha legoi gadol v'nivrcha b'cha kol mishpacha yisu adoma. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, the Jewish people will become a big goy, a big nation. The umas ha'olam are not a goy. We say bracha shelo asani goy, it's really a slang expression, because we are mikam chesod ge'echad baritz, we're the only goy. The goy means niloshin giviyah, a body, gevi nasati lamakim. The Radak writes in his dictionary of Biblical Hebrew that Goy is Miloshin Giviyah. All of Klal Yisrael is considered like one body. So that's only by Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says, by Umas Olam, there is no concept of a tzibur. Each person is on his own. Each person is separate. So by Goyim, you have Mishpacha Yisrael Adama. Nivrcha B'cho called Mishpacha Yisrael Adama. So Nochrim, all the different nationalities are called Mishpachas. Mishpachas Av Kriyim Mishpacha, Mishpachas Aymeinu Kriyim Mishpacha. Question is, when did we acquire the status of Eschol LeGoy Gadol? When did we become a nation that being Jewish is not a function of Mishpacha, but rather a function of you're part of that Umah Yisraelis? So the Ramban says, right away, from day number one, Eschol LeGoy Gadol, when Avraham Avinu went to Eretz Yisrael, that was it. The din already set in, that it no longer depends on the mother, it depends on, it no longer depends Halach Achra Zohar. It depends on the mother. And Tosfos holds no, that it didn't depend, it didn't change until Maimon HaSinai. So that's the shaila. Was Parah right or wrong? Parah thought that if he'll kill the baby boys and he'll have only baby girls, so there won't be any Jewish people. The din will not depend on the mother. It depends on the fathers. According to Tosfos, Parah was right. That Kodem Matan Torah, the din was mishpachosim leveis avosim. The status of the children was determined by the father. So if the fathers are goyim, so they're all going to be mitzrim. there won't be any Jewish nation. According to the Ramban, Paro was wrong. Already from day number one, when Avraham Avinu came to Eretz Yisrael, it's already Be'eschol Goy Godol. He was already a Goy as opposed to Mishpacha. And the Din of Eretz said in that it all depends on the mother, not on the father.
How's the Havamina that it should go after the mother any more logical than the Havamina that it should go by the father?
It should go when the father is a very strong Havamina, because the pasuk says the mishpacha isam la'isam. But that's only if you're dealing with an issue of mishpacha. So that's a shaila, whether the Jews kodem matan Torah were a mishpacha, or no, we were a goy right away.
No, but I mean, you knocked off the havamina about the father, that when the goy converts, how is it possible? Yeah.
The other three possibilities are all based on psukim. That you need both parents to be Jewish, either parent to be Jewish, all depends on the mother. It's all based on psukim. But there never was a fourth opinion that it all depends on the father, because it can't be. It can't be based on the pasuk. Why should you say it all depends on the father based on the mishpachos and the